The Bird Show.
She's been trying to lose weight for a long period of time. Rebecca has taken, our producer Rebecca has taken that weight off, and she's saying, you know what? It's not all that it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Worth it? Maybe. Society at large kind of treats me better and I can breathe easier, but
there's some pluses.
Yeah, I don't know. There are actually a lot of downsides that people don't really realize when they start their weight loss journey that maybe I wish I knew.
So I am curious, because I know you joked about it, but I don't know if there's any seriousness to it at all. Do people treat you differently since you lost some weight?
Yes, but it's kind of hard to quantify because it's kind of just vibes, sort of. Mm-hmm. Because I was thin for most of my life. I gained a significant amount of weight, like about 50 pounds within the span of a year, my junior year of college. And the difference between just people I didn't know, how they treated me, it's like I almost became invisible when I gained a lot of weight. Like people didn't open doors for me as much. People were just not as kind to me in general, but it's not something that I can be like, okay, that stranger is definitely treating me that way because I'm overweight now.
Mm, yeah.
I see.
It's just kind of a consensus.
You could feel it. All right.
Yes.
And exactly. If you're wondering like, oh, what's her secret to losing weight?
Cancer.
Yeah. Get yourself a little tongue cancer.
Yeah. It's funny. If you get a fourth of your tongue cut out, it makes it harder to eat.
Oh, no.
You know, you could have just done Ozempic, okay? You didn't have to go to these lengths.
That was an option.
This might be healthier.
I think so. Yeah. So about a year and a half ago, I was at my heaviest weight. And so in the span of that time today, I have lost 49 pounds.
What?
Wow.
49.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost said 50, but I have integrity as a journalist. I can't round up.
And I'm curious to know, for people who are not familiar, like with the cancer journey you've had this past year, when they see you and they're like, oh, girl, you look great. You lost weight. How did you do it? Are you just like, yeah, no, like this cancer?
Oh, that's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. I figured.
Seeing people's faces fall when I say, yeah, the secret is cancer. Yeah. It's pretty funny, but no, they're being nice and I appreciate it. But yeah, I realized kind of quickly that there are some downsides that I didn't expect. And this was all kind of inspired by what happened a couple weeks ago when I was trying to go to sleep. Now, I had just bought a new mattress and I was so excited to get in bed and feel so comfortable. And that night I was just tossing and turning and I could not get comfy. And I was like, what is in this mattress that is like poking me so hard? I cannot get comfortable. It was my bones.
Haven't felt those in a while.
Yeah, my rib cage, I can just suddenly feel. I just didn't have the cushion anymore. So that kind of inspired me to make a brief list of qualms that I have now that I've lost some weight.
Okay.
Number one, you would think that clothes would fit better, but whose clothes? Not mine. Mm-hmm. I'm Bella Hadid now, and I can't fit the clothes that used to fit me.
You know, I'm curious about a mentality here, right? Okay, so you lose the weight. The clothes don't fit anymore. Do you immediately get rid of those clothes, or is the mentality that, well, maybe I'll put the weight back on, maybe I'll need it, or is it a shut door?
I feel like I'm in the middle right now. I feel like I could definitely give my clothes away. And I think that I'm sort of teetering onto that edge, but I have not pulled the trigger yet.
Okay.
They're kind of in a box and I'm just thinking, okay, am I going to get there? I don't think I am. Hence the tongue making it harder to eat.
Yeah.
But,
still don't have taste.
I can taste because I have the majority of my like native tongue, and your mouth has taste buds too.
Okay.
But yeah, the arm tongue can't taste.
The grab from the arm. Yeah,
there's no taste buds in there. Yeah, there's no taste buds on your wrist. Yeah. Therefore, there's not going to be any taste buds on that part.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. And then number two, now that I have nary a summer short nor skirt, clothes are really expensive.
Mm.
And I don't have the money to just go and buy like a whole new wardrobe. Plus, I'm still kind of losing weight, so I don't really know where my body's going to land. Like, I got to wait for the scale to, like, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's expensive. Number three, I'm really cold. Now I like need a cardigan, like when I'm like sitting in studio or like sitting in like an office or something. And I used to be like much more well insulated. Like, yeah, I need cardigans now. And kind of similarly, I don't float very well anymore.
not as buoyant?
I'm not buoyant anymore. I can't just kind of float in a pool just like enjoying my peace. I'll sink, and that's a hazard. Oh, wait, this one really sucks. People sit next to me now on public transportation.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is awful. I guess when you're overweight, people are like, they're afraid for some reason that maybe like the fat is catching or something, but they don't want to sit next to you. I guess they think you'll like impede their space or something. It's always been, it's annoying, but also I like my space. So and now I don't have it anymore. Yeah.
These observations are fabulous, hilarious. By the way.
And finally, I used to have a pot belly, which, you know, I was fine with. I thought it was kind of cute, actually. Mm-hmm. It jutted out and it was like round and firm. And now I have a plastic bag belly. Okay. It's like someone threw a bunch of Jello into a Ziploc bag and just shook it up really hard. Because no one talks about sagging skin is not a joke when you lose weight. And now I'm like, which was better? I don't know.
Hey, The Bird Show.